Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and our conversation today is with Morgan Bantley, Knowledge Management Coordinator of the Department of Veterans Affairs, and Miriam Browning, Principal Director for Enterprise Integration in the Office of the Army CIO. Well, knowledge management is a concept that's still rather new for many organizations. Can you describe knowledge management for our listeners?
The way we describe knowledge management is that it's a blend of management practices and technology that provides a structured method to capture, organize, and share knowledge in a deliberate and systematic way to accomplish business objectives. And one of the main points that we try to make with the people that we're working with and with our executive sponsors is that knowledge management focuses more on the flow of information or knowledge rather than the stockpiling of knowledge, because there's already a lot of information overload, and we need to make the information — one of the goals of knowledge management is to not only share knowledge, but make knowledge easily accessible by the employees. And to do that, we need to help filter that for them so they get exactly what they need when they need it.
In the Army, knowledge management is harnessing human capital, building and operating an internet age enterprise infrastructure, and affecting governance and cultural changes to accomplish mission objectives. And our main goal with knowledge management is to produce results. And the results that we are looking at are a number of classic knowledge management pilots in our knowledge communities, in acquisition, personnel, finance, and in medical. Another result we're looking at is our enterprise portal, Army Knowledge Online, which right now has 180,000 people. We are scaling that up to the full Army of about 1.2, 1.5 million folks within the next year. And an interesting story is that Army Knowledge Management actually started with our portal, Army Knowledge Online, about 4 years ago, when the Chief of Staff at the Army decided he wanted to talk collaboratively to approximately 300 of his general officers. And we developed a network for him. It was called at that time America's Army Online, and we had an interactive collaborative network that the Chief of Staff used to affect decisions within the Army with his generals, and that reduced the time to many of our decisions on officer personnel management, on some high-level governance decisions in the Army. That was the basis for our portal. It has since grown substantially from those 300 people, and that's really one of the crown jewels in the Army Knowledge Management Program.
How direct is the link between results and knowledge management?
In the Army, it's very direct. When we talk about knowledge management, we have developed a strategic plan that encompasses the goals that I've talked about: the cultural goals, governance goals, infrastructure consolidation, the scale-up of our portal, strategies to improve the workforce, especially in the IT area. So we have very specific goal areas that we have initiatives linked to those with milestones and timelines. So the Army has put together our Army Knowledge Management Plan and a very aggressive strategy to accomplish that.
And as we both mentioned in our when we were defining knowledge management, one of the key points in both of our definitions was that it's linked to the business outcomes or business results, and that's a really important point. In terms of what we've been trying to accomplish through our pilot initiatives, in measuring how effective that is in the business outcomes, we found that to be actually a difficult area. And just as an example, one of the communities that we've worked with are patient advocates, who are the liaisons between the veteran patients and our staff. And their patient advocates are there to help resolve problems or answer questions that the veterans patients might have. And one of the things that we want to do with this initiative is to try to improve our customer service to those veterans and provide that information more accurately, more consistently, and more quickly across the organization. And when we came to trying to measure how effectively our knowledge management system is going to do that, in terms of linking it directly to customer service improvement, we found that it was very difficult for us to be able to do that because there are so many other factors that affect customer service satisfaction or perception among our veterans. And so we had to, our goal is to try to link that as objectively and as directly as possible to the business outcomes. And that's going to be an area where we're going to continue to have to do more work in trying to achieve that level of definite measurement but we're trying to do the best we can at this point in terms of measuring how that contributes to the patient advocates providing information more accurately and more quickly through this system of sharing knowledge, and also becoming more, increasing their core competencies across the system, because they're very spread out, and administratively they actually report to different types of organizations within the VA, depending upon how they were assigned that responsibility.
Let me cite also that, like the Veterans Administration, the Army also started off in knowledge management with several pilot projects. I mentioned one of them, our Army Knowledge Online portal, but there are two others that I think are worth mentioning because they did produce some results. One was our Acquisition Knowledge Center at Fort Monmouth, New Jersey, which has won a number of national awards. And it is a very robust knowledge center. It has all kinds of archival capabilities, message capabilities, the ability to access subject matter experts, the ability to store information. It has instant messaging, whiteboards, video teleconferencing, access to documents, a very, very robust center that combines collaborative computing with access to knowledge and the packaging of that knowledge. Some of the results, or some of the metrics from there, were: one, we reduced the time it took to get documents to the field. We consolidated a lot of archival information and put it in one place. As you all know, if you have a big PowerPoint briefing and send it to 500 people, you can choke up the airways. However, if you put that same PowerPoint briefing in a centrally accessible file, then you save on bandwidth and it's easy for people to understand where that is. We also did some classic reductions in cost through the consolidation of a number of our IT facilities up at Fort Monmouth in conjunction with that. So that has been a very successful pilot. Let me talk about this, a second pilot that was in our military personnel career management system. Previously, this was a very manual process. At certain points in an officer's career, he was asked to make career decisions in terms of which career field he or she would like to be in. That was done by mailing out thousands of envelopes with all kinds of questionnaires that you would fill in with a number two pencil. We totally automated that process. We put it up on our AKO portal. We cut the time it took. We reduced all the postage costs. But most importantly, as the officers put their information in, they could also get analytical results back that would affect whether or not that would be their final decision. For example, if someone wanted to be a computer specialist and they put that on as in their report form and it came back that we have many, many slots and these are all being filled, the person may say, I may want to go into another area where there's more opportunities and therefore make a separate decision. So we provided analysis, cut down the time, and it was actually it's a good recruitment and a retention aspect when our people can do that online instead of the old-fashioned way.
I was just going to add that some of the things that we've established in our pilot have been very similar to what you've done in terms of providing quick and easy access to information that's pertinent to the work that those community members need to accomplish. And we've provided a method also for them to contribute their knowledge and experiences into the system, and a process also for the review of those before they're actually added into the system, to make sure that information is accurate in specific areas, that it conforms to VHA and VA policy and other regulations, and that there's not sensitive information in there, for example, that we don't want to share, for example, patient Social Security numbers or any of that information, or even physician names or specific employee names, and make sure that also descriptions of how people can do things, accomplish things faster and more efficiently, are written up so that they can be repeatable and they're not, you know, missing an instruction that somebody assumes when they write it, but when somebody else reads it, they realize that there's a step missing that they don't quite understand. So we want to make sure that the knowledge assets are really consistent, accurate, and complete before they're entered into the system. And also, we have bulletin board system for announcements so we can get information out quickly to all employees. We have an expert directory so that we can connect with experts in different areas throughout the VA. And also, there are other processes in addition to the portal aspects that we've incorporated as part of the knowledge management strategy in terms of getting more sharing of information between people. And that is through other activities like conference calls, video, you know, audio conference calls, video conference calls, through satellite broadcasts and educational instruction that we produce that are distributed in that manner, and through face-to-face meetings. So we're documenting those kinds of collaborative activities that are occurring also and trying to measure the effectiveness of our knowledge management strategy on sharing information.
That's a good stopping point. Come back with us after the break and we'll ask our guests more about the challenges of implementing knowledge management. This is the Business of Government Hour.